This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in today here on 97.1 FM Talk. And I wanted to reach out to my favorite columnist, Charles Lipson. Charles, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. I want that kind of an introduction every time I come in. I want it when I come into a room.
Yeah, that's your walk-up song, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you that's know, good. That gets people's attention.
I'm telling you.
I interviewed Tyrus one time from the Fox, from the Five on the Fox, and I said the living embodiment of the Incredible Hulk, Tyrus, and he said, you know, I'm gonna use that. So yeah, you can steal my material. Tyrus does too. You're in good company.
Hey, I'm never stealing anything from Tyrus.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly true. Well, you don't.
My mama didn't raise no fool.
No, she didn't. But listen, you're absolutely no fool because I love reading your articles, and they are thought-provoking. They are insightful. They make you think. I just like reading your articles. So that's why I always try to reach out to you whenever whenever I'm filling in here on 97.1. And you wrote an article. This was about 2 weeks ago. And you wrote an article comparing Trump, which I thought was a fascinating comparison, Trump and FDR in terms of their first 100 days. Talk about that. What are some of the similarities between these two ideologically opposite presidents, yet what are their similarities?
Well, I think there's several. I don't want to overdo it, but the term 100 days really came in with Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he came in 1933, was elected in 32, came in 33, in the midst of a Great Depression. What the people who worship him don't realize is that he made the Depression last for years. Mm-hmm. He did not get us out of that Depression. But part of the reason, and this is one comparison, my comparison is not meant to be negative to Trump, but is that there were big, swift, and often erratic changes in U.S. national policy. Every day that FDR got up, he seemed to have a new policy. And of course, that disorients people who are trying to plan for longer-term investments, even plan their houses. You had ads on for putting in Pella windows and so forth. People have to know that their jobs seem secure and that the world seems safe for them if they're going to undertake those expenditures, either on their homes or on a business. The second one is Roosevelt really met formidable opposition from the courts. Now, I expect Trump will win some cases and lose some cases at the Supreme Court level. But it's clear to me that the district courts have far overreached themselves. Mm-hmm. They've been very political, and then they've issued these nationwide injunctions and temporary restraining orders that are far beyond what they should be able to do. By the way, the court that we have, up until it recently became conservative, was created during the Roosevelt administration in 1937. He lost all the cases before the Supreme Court until 1937, by which time he had coerced them. And gradually, one guy flipped. He won that case, and then all the conservatives began to resign, and he appointed liberals, and those dominated the court for the next 60 years plus, 70 years. And the final one is that FDR and Trump managed to create new coalitions to win elections. That's obvious for the Democrats. People may not remember that until Roosevelt was elected, it was really Republicans dominated national politics. And the only time a Democrat was elected was Woodrow Wilson, when more than one Republican ran against him. What you see with Trump is a massive change in what the Republican Party base is, and you're seeing among Democrats a massive change in who their activist base is.
And that's so insightful here, Charles, because, for example, I grew up in Southern Illinois, and in Southern Illinois, my dad was a coal miner. He was a lifelong coal miner. My grandparents were lifelong supporters of FDR. And yet, if you look at the voting makeup in Southern Illinois, like in so many rural blue collar areas across this country, that's really flipped from blue to red in a span of about one generation, but never more quickly than in this last election.
I think that's right. I think it really started under Reagan. And the way I think of it is, if think about Harry Truman and think about who you think of as a Truman Democrat, that man or woman is now a Republican. And think of all those people you thought of as living in rich suburbs and who always voted Republican. Those people, or at least their children, are now all Democrats.
Correct. I mean, look at big tech and all of the big tech companies and all of the upper echelons of corporate America. You're right. We're previously dominated by Republicans who are characteristically reading the Wall Street Journal and watching their ticker tape machines in their office. And yet all of those people now are, and when I say all, I'm being somewhat overgeneralizing, but the vast majority of all of those people are now either just flat-out Democrats or progressives.
That's true. I have noticed a change in Silicon Valley, but I thought that was a tactical change. That is, they saw Trump coming in.
Correct.
And they didn't want to be on the wrong side. I would say a couple of more points. One is that FDR, and especially Lyndon Johnson, created this very powerful Washington-centric government, overriding the power of the states and making really all the power in Washington within the presidency, not the Congress. I mean, obviously, the Supreme Court's powerful and so forth. But what they never expected was a guy like Donald Trump to use that power against them. So it's not that he's decentralized power. He's not giving a lot back to St. Louis or to Missouri or to Southern Illinois. He's keeping it in Washington in his own hands, but he's flipped the kind of policies that he's trying to pursue.
We're talking to syndicated columnist Charles Lipson, and stick around because I'll be asking him how you can sign up for his amazing newsletter that I get every week. So you're going to want to stick around just to hear that. But one of the parts of your article, Charles, is talking about why do tax cuts come first for legislation? We've all heard of this big, beautiful bill that is brewing right now in Washington. But why is that coming first?
Well, the most important reason it's coming first is it's the most important thing on Trump's agenda, and that if they don't pass it, taxes go back up because of a quirk in the way that our laws are passed. He cut taxes during his first administration, but those taxes would go back up because they go into sunset. But the other important reason is a kind of technical feature of the way that laws are passed in the Senate. In the House, if you have even a one or two vote majority, as Nancy Pelosi showed and now as Mike Johnson is showing, if you've got a very competent leader, you can probably pass things. But that's not true in the Senate. You can get a 60 vote. You need to get 60 votes to stop a filibuster. Well, what can you not filibuster? Two things. One, thanks to Harry Reid, you can't filibuster federal judges. He did that to push through a few of his judges, and that's why we have a conservative court now, because there came in a president who knew not Harry Reid. And the second reason, the second kinds of issues that can be passed like that are financial and budget issues. So you can ultimately pass the big, beautiful bill if you have 50 votes and then break the tie with J.D. Vance. You can also pass what are called rescissions. Rescissions are where you go back and look at money that was allocated to NPR, and you say, we want to remove that now. It was passed before, signed into law by President Biden, but we want to remove it. So you can do that. And so those are the two kinds of bills that the president will be pushing. And, of course, he'll be pushing a lot of justices for every level of federal court.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And last question, Charles, and you brought up this comparison to FDR a few moments ago about all of the legal challenges. And when I was in law school and I studied some of those, the attempts of changing legislation in the early 30s and the mid 30s until the court was different in 37, all of those attempts to change the federal government were overturned by the Supreme Court. At this point, I've heard commentators say that Trump is, we're in a constitutional crisis because Trump is not following some of these court orders. But talk about how, about how if a case is on appeal, that doesn't mean the same thing as a constitutional crisis, does it?
I don't think there's a constitutional crisis. I do think that Trump is hitting his tennis balls very close to the dusty line. but I don't think he's violated any court orders. Lawyers in your audience might be able to correct me, but my sense is that he's appealed a lot of them. I think some of the judges have gone way beyond the line.
Yes.
They're supposed to handle issues that are before them, not non-litigants across the country. And the other thing is, we saw Judge Boasberg said he wants to appoint a special counsel if his recommendations aren't appointed. A federal judge can't appoint a special counsel. Who taught him in law school?
Apparently he slept through con law. He slept through that class. He doesn't understand it.
Yeah, I'll tell you who should have woken up during it is Letitia James. She's got a world of trouble.
She's got a lot of trouble. She's got more trouble right now than the St. Louis Blues after losing. But hey, I don't want to talk about that because it makes me too upset here, Charles. But I will do this. I read your stuff every week. If folks want to sign up for your newsletter and your articles that come out on a regular basis, how can they do that?
They can go to Charles Lipson, LIPSON, charleslipson.com. It's free and worth every penny.
Charles, you're my favorite columnist, my friend. Thanks for talking to us today here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Thank you, Brad.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.